The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
However, this middle relief crew, a bunch of D-bags, David Swimmer, Joe Slavery, a Studios with Starsno.
Air to right field. That's pretty deep. Going back is Tomina. How about this? It's gone! Chase Utley and his return to the Phillies has gone yard. Man, does he have a flair for the dramatic. 1-0 Phillies here in the bottom of the first.
With elders of the generation, this world seldom seen. Top of days for which they
welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 19, taped for you on June 29, 2012. Poncho, we got a lot of stuff to get into. Are you hype? A hot and humid June evening, and these amoebas of all media have swollen up a bit. Big time brawn, big time shows, charging on. All right, let's talk about Chase Utley. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the Eagles. We still have a few interviews we weren't able to drop on you, but we're gonna drop them on you.
From the Shady game last week.
Sixers draft. I don't know. We've been reading some stuff that said they may have got to steal the draft.
Tons to talk about.
We have some bonehead things we got to talk about, T.O. being one of them. We're going to talk about women's use of Facebook in our women's section. Then we got, as always, a flavor flub, and I think we're going to produce.
Bam! Smacked you in the mouth early. Let's do it. Phillies, actually got something to talk about this week, Tools.
How about Chase Utley? First at bat home run.
What do you know? Okay, I guess I'm eating my words a bit. But don't get too excited, Tools. They lost the game, if you didn't notice that.
I know they lost. But there's hope. You can see some hope in this team.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be. Ryan Howard, the big eater, was interviewed in a press conference before. He's making some progress, Tools. He supposedly says, I'm a little ways off. Okay, that's not bad. I can handle that right now. Will we ever get him back, though? We're just waiting and waiting for this big boy, and nothing's coming.
Hey, last night was his first rehab assignment. He had 3 RBIs down where Lakewood or something. I mean, that's respectable. Come on. 3 RBIs. We need runs.
Speaking of things we need, how about a bullpen, Tolls? Have you seen this crew?
It is... I don't know. I know they don't have the worst ERA in baseball, but they have to be the worst bullpen in baseball.
Chad Flores sent down and wants a trade. Joe Slavery sent down finally. Out with the old, in with the new. Bums! Here they are. Jeremy Wirst caught up. Brian Dirty Sanchez. Zach Diekman. So there's the new bullpen, Tools. Are you excited or you're missing your boy Slavery?
I'm not excited, but the one thing I do want to touch upon is that Chad Qualls, this guy, every time he'd come into the Phillies game, I knew it was over.
His level of awful is just out there and beyond. We'll take the hit on this, though, Tools. Poncho, in his season preview, predicted pleasant surprises of the season. Chad Qualls was one. Juan Pierre was the other, though, Tools. 50% hitting 1-for-2. That's my usual average on a weekend. One nice, one not so nice.
What Poncho is getting at is we wrote an article. We were predicting who would be surprises for the Phillies this year. I made a huge mistake. I said Dontrell Willis, which he didn't even make the team. And Poncho suggested Chad Qualls.
I did, but don't sell me short. I also said Juan Pierre there, Tools.
Poncho, do you stand by your prediction that the golden era of Philadelphia Phillies baseball is over? Are you still sticking with that?
I stand solid and steadily. My brawn second only to the great Hercules. And I will also tell you this. A beat-up Utley, a crippled Howard, and an over-exhausted in the heat Doc Holliday is hardly golden to me.
So you're staying with your view that they are done, their team stinks, and they should trade people.
Interpret it any way you'd like it. I'm not saying sell yet. Might as well wait Howard out now, see what he's going to do, give us a little shot. And then, yeah, if this team's 10 games out tools in August, are you going to keep hoping and praying they're going to fight back?
I know.
You probably are. You're a T-Mac and Wheeler wannabe, always seeing a bright and sunny sky when it storms. I'm a realist, the Poncho, one of the amoebas at The Voice Poncho, www.thevoiceponcho.com. We run this world and everything contained therein, and also to Facebook. Get there. We got great photos of this Shady McCoy game, which we need to get right into.
People were very happy with the interviews that we got last week, and we, due to time constraints, we couldn't release all the interviews. So what we have is we have just a couple more interviews. We're going to do a Steve Breston from the Cardinals.
Cardinals receiver.
Great guy. He has some Lancaster ties. And then we're gonna play DRC, who was the MVP of the game. But
Three home runs.
All right. So we're going to listen to Steve Breston right now. This is Poncho asking him some stuff.
No, I'm good. It's great.
So we're with the Lancaster radio station here. Are you the MVP of the game or what?
I'm solid right now. I'm probably second.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you got one in first, an RBI single, and a three-run homer.
Yeah, I'm probably second behind DRC.
He's got three homers.
Yeah, three homers. But, you know, I think I was more important to my team the way I came out here and drove a couple runs in. You know, big hits when it counted, so.
Have you been to Lancaster before?
Yeah, you know, my brother's from here. I mean, my brother lives out here now. So
you come here pretty often every now and again? Okay. What do you think of this event?
I've been to a lot of charity events, but a lot of people really came out today and support. You know, especially like charity softball. There's like few fans here and there, but this whole stadium is packed, and it's just wonderful.
So, I mean, is that why you're into this, just to meet the fans and sort of interact with the guys and stuff?
Definitely. Just getting back in one thing, I know Shady's brother, LaRon, you know, I know he's a good friend of mine, and coming back and help support Shady, and he's doing a wonderful thing, you know, putting this together, and it's great just having all the support, you know, coming out here and watching, you know, Philadelphia play, but, you know, all these other athletes also out here, you know, coming back and doing this and signing autographs. It's great to have things like this.
Yeah. So last one, did you play ball in high school or something? How did you learn how to hit like that?
I played baseball in the 10th grade.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm solid. I'm solid. I wish I got more in the fielding, you know, a little better.
Okay.
You know, I got like one ball hit to me.
Okay. That's Steve Breston. Great interview. Great guy.
That's an incredible guy. I mean, we just teach you things on this show. Steve Breston let you know there, mentioned LaShawn's brother, LaRon. So there you go. And Breston also has a brother from the area. Lancaster has a lot of ties to these fellas' tools. He mentioned the word solid a lot to describe his game. This guy right here, same solidness and firmness. We were very firm covering that game, Tools. We were deep on the field, swarming it.
Yeah, Poncho also got another excellent, excellent interview with DRC, who was the MVP of the game. I mean, very insightful for the local crew here. We're going to let you listen to DRC.
Two swings, two home runs.
So, you play ball in high school or something? Where's the stroke coming from?
Growing up, you know, the community that I lived in used to always have, like, community softball games.
Okay.
And I used to always go out there and practice with my dad because it was for adults, but I used to always practice with him. So I got a good little training in then.
So obviously you're the best player in the field. I mean, did you practice before today or no?
You know, when he told me it was a softball game, I knew I had to soften it up. So I was down in Florida practicing just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, we had to come out here and make sure I was on point. Two for two, I needed that practice.
That's impressive, man.
Yes, sir.
So, Lancaster, is it your first time here? We're from a local radio station, so we appreciate you guys coming here. It's incredible. Is it your first time here?
Oh, no problem. My first time here. When I was driving here, I thought I was lost. I seen so many horses riding up the street.
You see any Amish in the farm?
Oh, man, all that. I'm like, well, what's going on? Where I was. But, you know, it's a fun little trip. Got to see a lot, you know, especially the turnout. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, this is incredible. It's like a Pro Bowl or something, here in Lancaster. So, I mean, is this your kind of place or is it a little too country for you? I mean, what do you think?
It is country. Don't get me wrong. Some of the stuff I was seeing, I was like, I can't believe I was looking at this. But as far as just the people and the crowd and just being out here, it's very fun.
Tell
you know,
makes you so
everybody energetic. My trainer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the home.
The best thing about this, with all the interviews we did at this game, the common theme is each one of the players recognized that Lancaster was out to support them. They noticed that this was an event. This was like an amazing turnout. Lancaster did an awesome job in supporting these guys.
Pulse, listen up. Put your ear up. Lancaster, the 717, is a wonderful supporter of Philly sports. You get out the Philly way, obviously, to see the games. You get some roughnecks, some interesting boys out there. But we're down home boys, but we also got the knowledge. Top line boys presenting everything as it is. DRC, obviously, the farm and all that action, a little
confused.
Real for him. But, hey, that's Lancaster, baby. We're real.
Okay, this is. I'm going to surprise you a little bit here. I got a voicemail.
Don't take anything off, Tools. I'm already seeing too much of the paste.
I got a voicemail this week on the voicemail line. It was one of our regular listeners, and they kind of wanted to confront you about something. So what we're going to do right now, this is a voicemail from @sdiller27, and he wants to ask you a question, Poncho. Are you ready for this?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, I got a message for Poncho. It was @sdiller27. Love the Mike Vick interview, but I think your audience wants to know why it is that you stuck to questions like what brings you back to Lancaster when you really wanted to know about that fake Twitter handle. We all wanted to know about the fake Twitter handle. I feel like you get awfully excited about it. But yeah, it seemed like you went a little soft on the guy, don't you think?
Okay, so our fans want to know. You're on the mic. And you're calling Vic out about his fake Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't bring it up.
Okay, first of all, this is S. Diller questioning my manliness and my amazingness. Let's put this thing first things first. I saw you at the game, S. Diller. Saw you over there, brother. Your woman drove you up, right? Yeah, that was you. Little red Focus. Anyway, I was engulfed, incapacitated by these wonderful athletes and the access that we had, Tools. We were right on these guys. I didn't go at Vic's neck. No, I didn't. But you also didn't hear the whole interview. That's only a piece of it.
Another piece of the Voice and Poncho is we refer to ourselves as the amoebas of all media.
The amoebas of all media that we are, Tools.
And our listeners are starting to swarm out in the 717. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners was right on the LeSean McCoy camp at Penn Manor High School. Who was it? What was he giving us?
Okay, start, go. Kenny Myers, thank you, sir. This is an excellent listener. He's also a great field correspondent of ours, Tools. He was over at that Shady camp. Every hour, Shady was over there, Penn Manor High School, Eastern Lancaster County. Myers was over there, and he had his boots on the ground, yapping it up with Shady and the likes. All we heard all week long were wonderful things. And then at the end of it, Shady treats the kids to pizza on the house, on McCoy.
Yeah,
so there you go.
He's a great guy. LeSean McCoy, we have a crush.
Yeah.
We think he's a great guy.
Oh, okay. You, singular there, Tools. I am very happy and well off with something that's beautiful.
Okay.
And has changed doors for me.
Okay, I'm going to give everybody a little technical note right now. Technical note. If you own an iPhone or an iPad, they just released a new app for podcasts.
Nice.
We are a podcast. I recommend you go to iTunes, search for podcast, then you get converted over. It's the best way to get our show. You can say automatically download it every time we send it out to you. So just check that out. Okay, how do people follow us?
You just said iTunes. I now say @TheVoicePoncho on Twitter. Get there. 717-455-7164. You call. We listen. We throw it back at you on the air. @TheVoicePoncho. www.thevoiceponcho.com is the website.
Because we run this world.
We run every little thing in it with our masculinity. And we also have a Facebook page where all these pictures from this wonderful event. Last thing I'll throw at you on this event, on the Shady McCoy, if I could, before we get to the break.
Okay.
When I was down on the field and we were in the thick, smelling the BO of these players' tools, before Brian Westbrook exited, he went down the first base line. I was there. He was walking out, ran into D-Jacks. There was 20 to 25 seconds, embrace and conversation, mouth to ear, close stuff. And hey, I'm not a lip reader, but I just got a feeling it was something along the lines, this is your time, this is your breakout hour. You know, we all know about Jackson with the record company and some immaturity perhaps in the past. Westbrook, a guy who's been there, done that. I just got that vibe from it.
You're exactly right. What Poncho is saying, we saw an embrace between Westbrook and D-Jax, and it was basically saying, I'm passing the torch to you. Yeah. But listen, be responsible with this. I totally believe in you. I'm glad you got your deal. Now do things right. And we were on the field, and we saw
exactly the vibe I got there, Tools. I'm not saying we heard anything, but this was more than just a see-you-later casual thing. Some serious words, I thought. Business-like exchange there. All business, show 19, the voice and poncho, amoebas of all media.
Okay, we're going to talk Sixers draft on the other side. The V and P are back. We're going to talk a little Sixers now. Poncho, last night was the draft.
Big draft night. We saw a lot of David Stern. We also saw a lot of unibrow in the underbite with the first pick. Anthony Davis, have no idea what sort of rock that fella crawled out under. Then 14 picks later, the Sixers take Mo Harkless. Just what we needed. Another small forward swingman to kiss you the rock.
Yeah, I was watching Twitter that night. Every single person was confused about this pick. And the only thing you can say about this pick is Iggy's gone.
The St. John's freshman, okay? He's a freshman. So not only is he going to be a slow project-type player, you already have Thad Young and Iggy. And obviously, one of those two have to go. That's the only interpretation. If this team goes into the next season, Tools, with three of the same sort of guy, these owners will be crucified. And I'll be the first one lining up with my fist cocked. But then, I'll tell you what they did. They made a nice trade. I like it. I like it a lot. They moved a future first rounder, though.
Moved a future first rounder.
If all goes as the Philly sports world hopes, they'll be winning games, though, and that'll be a 20-something, 23rd, 25th pick. So it won't be that big of a loss for this Moultrie, Arnett Moultrie. Don't know who named him. I just know he can play a little ball, 6'10", 230. I'm near him, but he had a pretty good season last year at Mississippi State. Versatile center. I think this guy works out.
So the Sixers gave up their second this year
right. And
a future first round
right. For
the rights to this guy from Mississippi State.
Arnett Moultrie.
And I did read some articles today that it might have been a steal. Time will tell.
Yeah, he was rated pretty high on some boards. He really was, and he slipped a little bit. There are a lot of centers this year doing a draft, though, so he slipped down. Still, if you're throwing a grade out there, B-. I just don't know what they're going to do with the Harkless pick, but I really like the Moultrie move, and I think Harkless, if we get rid of Iguodala, who's terrible, I think Harkless actually can play.
So the question that the fans want to know is, are the Sixers going to be better next year than they were this year?
It's hard to answer. There's so many ways they could go. Sort of like you. So many ways you can go. You end up in a club, and who knows which direction you're going to be going at the end of that evening. But when you look at this offseason, who knows, Tools? Brand is a maybe. Iggy's a maybe. Who knows? I think pretty much everybody except for Drew Holiday has a shot at going somewhere.
Evan Turner?
Possibly. We all know he wasn't a real big popular favorite when he wasn't getting many minutes already this season. I don't know. Who knows? I think Drew Holiday's the only guy with a safeguard.
So the Sixers draft and all their offseason moves so far, it's just, we don't know.
Confused.
Okay. Let's talk about some boneheads.
Speaking of that, boneheads, yeah.
How about Tio? This guy is in a downward spiral. He is so... he's just so out of it. He decides, this girl tweets him, I guess she's kind of good looking, and says, hey, you want to Skype? So T.O. Skypes.
T.O. Skypes?
He Skypes video conferences with this girl, butt naked, pleasuring himself, and she takes pictures of it and starts shopping them to multiple news sources, one of them being the VMP. But
right.
T.O.,
right.
How are you this stupid to do this?
Tools, let me get it straight. You're telling me T.O.'s pulling his goalie while he's going all internet chat room with some broad?
Exactly.
And he doesn't expect this broad to start getting snappy with the camera. He wants the exposure. We know he was doing those push-ups in the driveway to get on TV. And that was the one moment in his life, in the peak of his career, he didn't have a job. Now he can't buy a job. This guy will do anything to get exposure. Sort of like you when we were trying to get this show moving off the ground. Now that's flying. But I will still say this. T.O., desperate for attention. What's he expect?
Another thing that irks the VMP show. Irks
big
the
time.
VMP show. This loser, Sandusky, is going to be able to collect his pension. His pension in prison. So let's break this down to you.
Mm-hmm.
While he's working at a state job with our tax money and using that job to take advantage of young boys, he will now, for the rest of his life, reap the benefits with a pension.
Unbelievable. Jer Bear up in a cell up in State College. I don't know where he's going to be in jail, but it's unbelievable this guy's getting paid. You do all these things, but because you can coach a little football at Penn State, you can live for the rest of your life luxuriously, even in a steel cell surrounded by men and everything they possess, member-wise. But I still think you got to look at this guy and his involvement with players. I'm telling you right now, nobody drinks as much as Kerry Collins and doesn't do it for a reason. Look at the whole picture. Investigate this guy deeper.
That was depressing, but let's talk about something that's not depressing.
Oh, my goodness.
Listeners.
The hordes that follow these amoebas of all media, at The Voice Poncho, greatest Twitter feed around, you know it, and you love it. Let's just get to some brand new boys. How about that, Tools?
Bring them out.
Okay, I got them all lined up in a neat little row for you. At Dirty Jerseys, H-N-I-C. At Dirty Jerseys with a Z there, Tools. At Water Sports Gifts.
Wow.
That might be a little ad. I don't know. At Homeboys Network, boys with a Z. You know these boys. Everything's big and luxurious about them. Last one. At Rita's 542, Tools. We're followed everywhere we go. These amazing amoebas won't stop.
Thank you, everybody. We got a lot of new listeners last week from the 717 due to the interviews from the Shady softball game, and we just want to welcome you, and we're glad that you're here. Okay.
Follow us, The Voice Poncho. Two you don't follow. Real quick, Tools. HP3, love the way you play on the field, but all these charities, we don't need...
Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence,
you're referencing...
Yeah. Well, his fees at HP3, Tools. Do you know Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway... Pence always plugging these charities. Okay, we appreciate it. We don't want to read it nonstop. Also, Ricky Botalico, former one-year wonder in the Phillies bullpen, the guy who thinks he's just going to shoot his mouth off and be the expert on everything. I'm going to quote him. Wednesday night after Utley comes back and we lose by 4 runs to the Pirates, Ricky Botalico, on the record, Comcast Sportsnet, DNL fame. You know him well. Things are looking up now.
After a 4-run
How can you say that? Things are looking up when your bullpen consists of the departed Joe Slavery, Jeremy Worst, Brian Dirty Sanchez, and Zach Diekman. Botalico, don't follow him. Follow these amoebas.
We've been calling out this bullpen from the very...
Unbelievable.
It's
going to sink the ship.
It's not the offense. It's not the starting pitching.
No.
It's not the defense. It is the bullpen that will cost this team unless... things get figured out.
There's real quick. One legit arm in that bullpen, Tools. One legit arm.
Papelbon.
That's it. Right on. You're right on, Tools. You are a very sharp guy, and you're right on with that.
All right. Next, we're going to discuss women in Facebook on the other side. Welcome back to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. It is now time to discuss one of our famous things where we break down something about women that annoy us.
We're the males, they're the females, and we point out those little differences.
We love our women, but we complain about our women.
We do.
And one complaint everybody knows now, it's Facebook.
Yeah.
So you have this feed, you know, and you friend some women. And all they do is post fake lies, which frustrate the BNP.
Next thing you know, your friend is brought. And the next day, you got 13 different posts within 45 minutes. My husband, thank you for the greatest man on earth. He does everything for me. Meanwhile, she's got two black eyes later that night, you know.
Yep.
And then you also get this bit. I know you'll like this, Tools. Okay. The revealing long paragraphs.
Oh.
I'm not lying right now. I wouldn't on the air. One of my friends the other day. Friends. Time for the colonoscopy. Right there. I'm not even playing with you. Your back door and its business is not my business. I cannot believe it. Shut your feet down.
Who puts it out there that they're getting a colonoscopy?
That is true. Yeah. Everything about that's true.
We don't need these visuals or anything.
No.
How about when a girl... The worst thing you can do is probably friend a stay-at-home mom because they post the worst friend on Facebook is a stay-at-home mother.
Too much time. And, okay, we gave the baby some breakfast. Gave Johnny a bath. Okay. I got something for you. Bam! And all the Facebooking... It's over.
Okay, just to sum it up, the worst thing you can do is Facebook a religious mother, stay-at-home mother on Facebook. Okay, Flavor Flub, let's get to it.
Okay, the best part of the show, other than the two amoebas of all media in your ears. Okay, Flavor Flub, Flub is yours, Tools.
This is the easiest flub. It's Chad Qualls. He goes up to Ruben Amaro after losing like 7 games single-handedly and says, I'd like a trade. What team's going to trade for him? Amaro says, get on the bus. You're not pitching for us anymore.
Only guy in the league with an ERA over 8, Tools, asking for a trade. Chad Qualls, get out of here. You're terrible. Flavor, ready? Okay. DeSean Jackson. This gentleman gets a lot of publicity. And we got deep inside of him last week at the Shady McCoy game. Extended interview. Photos on the website. He's a wonderful flavor. Also, we're going to exonerate him next week, Tools. He was involved indirectly in a skirmish at a local nightclub in Lancaster after that game. I got the scoop. We always do. Voice and Poncho!
All right, everybody, have a great week here. Next week, we got the Voice and Poncho exclusive with DeSean Jackson. We're going to take you out with a little Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Scott Tissue that I wish you saw. Side Captain, Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Push me up against the wall, young tough girl in a push-up.